Today, I like to talk about the law of roles and assignments. The laws of roles and assignments. Psalm 127 and verse 5. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 to 7. We take those two readings quickly, and then we take these. Psalm 127 and verse 5.
Psalm 127, verse 5. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, for they shall speak with the enemy in the gate.
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 to 7.
1 Peter 3, verse 1. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husband, that if any obeys not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wife. Why they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear? Whose adorning, let it not be the outward adorning of plates in the hair, and the wearing of gold, or of putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price, verse 5. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy man also, who trusted in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Verse 6. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughter ye are, as long as you do well, and are not afraid with any amazement. Verse 7, the last. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heir together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Amen.
Our prayers will not be hindered in Jesus' name. The laws of roles and assignment. Now, if you don't understand your role and assignment in marriage, you will mix up things. And when there is a mix-up, then there is confusion. When there is confusion, there is no progress. Every man, every woman must understand his role, our role. Who am I in this family? What am I supposed to be doing in this family? When a man wants to become a woman, there's going to be a problem. When a woman wants to become a man, there's going to be a problem. Now I'd like you to understand that in marriage, God gave headship and leadership to the husband, and then he gave helpership to the woman and to the wife. I say that again. In marriage, God has given headship and leadership to the man and helpership to the woman. So we must understand each of these roles. As a husband, you are supposed to be the leader of that home. You are supposed to be the head of that home. Problems often arise in the home when a man does not know how to lead his wife or refuses to lead his wife, or sometimes when a woman refuses to be led by her husband. Now, I'd like us to know this, that no matter how educated you are as a wife, you may be more educated than your husband. But if he is your husband, God has given him headship and leadership over you. And whatever it takes to lead you, he has it. Praise God. Now, those things are not given by education. They are not given by the physical training we obtain. They are given by God. Every man that God has chosen for a role, God has donated divine abilities to that man to be able to execute the office. So you understand that whether the man is tall, short, black, rich or poor, there is a divine endowment in that man. There is a divine donation from God to enable him execute the duties of that office. And every man must understand your role, that your role is the role of the head. The Bible said the man is the head of his home as Christ is the head of the church. And Christ has never abdicated his role for anybody. So man, understand that you have a leadership role in your family. You should decide what the family should be like. There are four key decisions every man must take. Who to serve, where to live, what to do, who to serve, where to live, the kind of work you want to do, and then the church to attend. But a woman can only decide who to serve. But every other thing will be decided when she gets married. Where to live, what to do. Sometimes the man influences it. So as a husband, understand your leadership role. You know, the day that Adam and Eve messed up, and God said to Adam, because you have listened to your wife, you are going to labor and eat by the sweat of your face. And he said to Adam, for this cause, I'm driving you out of this garden. In other words, Adam, I fire you. Adam, you are no longer under my employ. And the Bible says God drove them out of the garden. But the interesting part of it is that the Bible said the man took his wife and together they left. He could have abandoned the woman, but Adam took the woman and they left together. And it wasn't too long. In chapter 4 of Genesis, the Bible says, and Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and had a son and called his name Cain, and said, even though God has driven us out, but he has blessed us with a son. So headship role. And then for the woman, helpership role. Don't refuse to lead your wife, and wife, don't refuse to be led. God has given the man the assignment of leading the home and meeting the needs of his wife. To the wife, God has given you the responsibilities of adapting to your husband and following his leadership. Women often make mistakes here by trying to change their husbands. When they do so, you violate the law of roles and assignments. Women should understand that only God can change a man, and you must understand that. Only God can change a man, and a man should also understand that only God can change somebody. What you can do is to fulfill your role and leave God to change your man. Do what God wants you to do as a woman and allow God to change him for you. Don't want to turn him to a woman. Don't want to turn your wife to a man. When we do so, we get confused. Yes. Now, sometimes you see a man wants to change his wife to look like him. You know, women, most times when they marry a man, they immediately start on the assignment of changing the man. If it is the man also wants to change the woman. If I have my way, I want my wife to look like me. And if she has her way, she wants me to look like her. But that's going to be confusion. Praise the Lord. We can't change each other. We can only play our role. I will keep leading. This family, this is what we are going to be doing. This is how we are going to serve the Lord. This is how we are going to go about our things. You know, some husbands have succeeded in changing their wives to become like them. So when you turn your wife to be like a man, you should not grumble when she behaves like that. So you have two men in the house. The only difference is that they are dressed differently. Praise God. We must understand the law of roles and assignment. Today, sometimes we also have parents who try to make their male children behave like women, and some try to make their female children behave like men. You are trying to switch roles. It will not help them growing up. You know, in Psalm 127, the Bible says, blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. In other words, blessed is the man who understands his role, and he knows it completely, and is doing it without fail. So I like to urge you as a wife, understand that God has called you into that home, into that man's life, to help him, and play that role consistently. Don't want to take over from your man and say, my husband, don't worry. Let me be the one to attend this meeting. You see, you can't change somebody until God does so. The only thing God will want you to do is to begin to adapt to what is available. Play your role. Be the wife you are supposed to be. Be the husband you are supposed to be. And then allow God do the changing for you. Praise God. Some persons have thought that they are going to change their spouse as a man by not giving them money. I say, when I do this, she will understand what I'm talking about. Some women have thought, I'm going to change him by nagging. I'm going to change him by fighting. Today you are not going out. Today you are not doing this. But we end up making ourselves worse. We end up making ourselves more crooked. We end up making ourselves more skillful in the things that we do. But if the woman will be a woman, the man will be a man. And if the man will be a man, the woman will be a woman. What do I do? And that takes me to the next law. I want to talk about the law of adaptability. Women, don't try to change your husbands. Husbands, don't try to change your wife. Rather do what? Adapt. The Bible said, dwell with them according to knowledge. Now, adapting does not mean that you should adapt to what is evil or what is bad. If your husband tells you from today, we are going to stop worshiping an idol, God is not expecting you to adapt. God is expecting you to change him. Preach to him and tell him it is against the will of God to worship idol. But if your husband says, well, I don't like salty food. I don't like pepperish food. I don't like this kind of vegetable. That is where you adapt as a woman. And say, well, my husband doesn't like it. It doesn't matter how you like it. You don't tell your husband we were trained by pepper, raised by pepper. So you just need to eat pepper with me. You need to adapt to him. Praise the Lord. 2 days ago, my twin children came to me and said, Daddy, fry egg for us. And I said, no problem, I'm going to fry the egg. And they said, but don't put onions and don't put pepper. Praise God. And then I went to the kitchen to do the egg, and they followed me and said, Daddy, remember what we say, don't put onions and don't put pepper. So I did the egg without onions and pepper and gave to them, and they thanked me for not putting pepper and onions. And then I asked, why? And they say, we don't like pepper, we don't like onions. I have simply adapted. The next time I'm doing egg for them, no pepper, no onions. Praise God. Now, even if I want to eat it, I'm also not going to put pepper and onions because they are involved. The law of adaptability. Learn to adapt to who God has given to you. The Kinesi said he wanted to go to Igbo land. Praise God. And God gave him an Akwa Ibom lady. For 10 years they have been married. If he kept thinking, is Igbo I wanted? Is Igbo I wanted? I'm not sure they would have been 10 years now. But you adapt to what he gives to you. And what a blessing it is for a man or a woman to accept what God is offering. We want something. We need something. I always wanted to marry a medical doctor. And I was engrossed. I was obsessed. I wanted to marry a medical doctor. And you know, somewhere in my university, around my final year, I started going to the medical hostel. Because I wanted to marry a medical doctor. Fortunately, I'm not married to one. Praise God. My wife studied economics. Very far from medicine. Not even microbiology. Not biochemistry. Not science laboratory technology. Economics. Amen. But I don't have to start looking at her every morning and say, I wish she was a doctor. We will have issues. Praise God. But I need to begin to see the doctor I was looking for in economics. Amen. So you keep seeing the doctor. You keep seeing the doctor. You are adapting. Stop complaining about what is not available. Adapt to what is available. Don't wish your husband was taller than he is. Nah, he won't grow taller. He won't grow again. Don't wish your wife was fairer. Hey, how did I even get married to this dark woman? Adapt to it. Start liking what is dark. If I go to the market and begin to buy dark things, and start loving them, that is the law of adaptability. This is what I have, and I love what I have. What God has given to me is the best that I can ever have. The Bible said, dwell with them according to knowledge. If we do this, we will enjoy our marriage. It is my prayers that every marriage here will enjoy perpetually the blessings of God, the endorsement of God, the approval of God, and above all, the presence of God. Remember the law of roles and assignment. It is for the man to provide for his home. Even in 1 Timothy chapter 5, the Bible says, he that does not provide for members of his household is worse than an infidel. So a man who is not providing should not enjoy it. He's praying and trusting the Lord. He said, Lord, I will get to that role. Don't be a young man who is looking for a woman whose money you will chop when you marry her. That's why some young men are still not married, because they are still looking for a woman whose money they will chop. Praise God. I want a working class. I want a working class. Sometimes it's a lazy man. He's looking for a woman who will feed him. Don't look for women who will feed you. Look for a woman you can take care of. Amen. That you don't enjoy it every time. It's your wife. Me, you say, my wife, I have to. My wife is very industrious. My wife is very hard working. Take up your role and play that role. You know, there are some men that for one reason or the other, something went bad and you can no longer provide as you used to. And God has lifted the woman and the woman is provided. And somewhere along the line, God can bless the man and give him some money. Instead of that man to get back home and say, ah, God bless me today. My wife, take this for food. He will keep it in the pocket and use it and do something else. And let the woman keep providing. Understand your role. Praise God. There's one prayer I prayed before I married. I said, God, put me in the position where I will never need the money of my wife. Do you like that prayer? Now, it's not a statement of pride. It's a statement of understanding your role and your responsibility. Put me in a place where I will not need her money no matter how much she has. That I can always say to her, this is the money for your hair. This is the money for your clothes. Praise God. Ask my wife, most times it is me that tell her, you people need to change your clothes now. You need to buy some clothes for yourself. Buy some for the children. Praise God. Understanding your role. Understanding your assignment. Not running away from it. When God sees that you understand it and you are willing to do it, he will give you the support to do it. Somebody say, I hear.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows. Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. counseling. Wednesday, 6 p.m. School of Wisdom. Friday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting. Sunday, 8 a.m. lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.